Chito, sí, Chito, Miranda, Nandito, Nasi, Kiko, si Francis Magalona, Nandito, Nasi, Glock 9, wala siyang apelido, pagbabaksakan dito in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Chito, si Chito Miranda, nandito rin si Kiko, si Francis Magalona, nandito rin si Glock 9, wala siyang hanggang dito, pagbabagsakan dito, mauna si Chito. Nicole, nakubat ako kasama dito, sama-sama-sama, mapasabi nila, Kiko at inaastig, patinigan ng bibig, teka muna, teka lang, painom mo na lang, tumubo, shift sa simunda, bago mapatumba, dapat marahit ka na rin na maganda, at madulas ang pagdigas, at astig, baka sakaling marinig, ng libo-libo na Pilipino, nakikinig. Sa mga pagdibo ko, di ka ba nagugulat sa mga naganap? Di ko din alam kung ba't ako sikat. Para mang panaginip na pinilit makamit, talagang sinusulit ang pagiging makulit. Kailangan galingan din na kayong tapatan ng tutugan ng parokya at ang aming samahan. Shit, pangalba wala na akong masabi. Ngunit kailangan gumalo ng mga labi kong ito. Kunyari, may babakasakali na magaling din ako kaya nasaling. Natapos na si Chito Miranda. Nandito na si Kiko, si Francis Magalona. Nandito rin si Blackline, wala siyang hanggang dito.
Not a 45 or a 44 Magnum, and it ain't even a 357. No 12 kings, but a mouse, so listen on. Dito na si Kiko, at kasama ko si Chito at si Glock 9. And it's time to rock rhymes. Sigo mapigilan, lumabas sa mga salita. Sa akin, bibig, hindi madadaig. Ang bumanga, hanap ang bumanga. Lahat ang papahanga sa talento, ako'y tagakalento. Ang batang mandaluyo na ngayon nakatira sa Antipolo. Sa Mataclolo, sa mga hip-hop. Pwede ka rin dito, pwede rin drip lang. Si Glock kasama ng parokya. Para bulagaan ang kailangan di mabokya. Di mo na kailangan pa malaman kung bakit pa. Kaming lahat ay nagsama-sama. Mic check, ito na nagsalim na ang pwersa. First Magalona, Glock 9 at ang parokya. 1, 2, 3, 4, let's go kill!
Tapos na si Chito, si Chito Miranda. Tapos na rin si Kiko, si Francis Magalona. Nandito na si Glock 9.
Mic check, mic check.
Wala siyang apelido. Magpapagsakan dito, kailangan ng mag-ingat. At ang huling pagsakan, si Glock 9 ang babanan.
Matapagod sa langit at damahe, huwag magaling bawalan ang kasimangan. Pakalala ko pumangan pero okay lang. Di naman kami mga sukatin sumubay. Kasama na para naka-hero parang sa tunog na gitara. Kasama na pinakamalapit na banda. Pati si Kiko magaling, di pa rin kaya na bata. Parang awit na lagi mo may nabalik-balik. Hasta ang kumain yung play mo. Napakasaya na para mong birthday ko. Alam mo na sigurong hindi ko sabihin mo na kailangan pa ang payag. Kung ito kay makalalong matagal na lang. Lumapit ang makinig para yung maintindihan. Mga salita sinulat na hindi ko pabila. Pero pwedeng hilatan na parang banila. Ikaw ang ginawa ka na may kopono para nabubuha. Eh ganti naman siguro. Kanya lang pag gumagawa kami ng bago. Medyo nabibilis na hindi mo naisip na pwede mangyari. Magkasama-sama lahat ay kasali kay.
Ngayon lang narinig, hindi na tumagadaig. Sama-sama sa pagsama na tanging isang bibig. Mag-ingating at mga baka masinda. Sapagkat nandito na si Chito at si Kiko at si Jack.
Ang buhay na lagi mo maasahan. Umulan man at tumaraw ay nariyan kapag kailangan. Toy special offer sa mga taong katulad mo. Gamitin ang iyong bulsa para gumihawa.
Ngayon na.
Ganun
kabilis yun.
Some people love shoes of different kinds. Some people love afternoons for the way the moon shines. Some people love sleeping as I do too. That's why I ask myself, what is with you? Something wrong with the way I speak. Do you even see me when I pass you on the street? Just poke my eyes until I can't see, because I just can't get why you love to hate me. Wake up, you're the first thing on my mind. Come to think of it, every time I'm dreaming of you. It takes a cold shower or maybe two, so
so that I can clear my head of its thoughts of you. Is there something wrong with the way I speak? Do you even see me when I pass you on the street? I'll close my eyes and just go to sleep. Even though in my dreams you still love to hate me. Call me crazy, I just don't care. I'll never quit it, so you better beware. You tell me it's alright to watch you ride until I die.
Sabado, ibang tinig Pinoy.
And yes, it's another Saturday dito po sa Tinig Pinoy. Kamusta po kayo mga kababayan? Ako, I missed you all. And this cookie po para sa hapon na ito. Dito po tayo mag-broadcast ngayon sa 104.6 in Planet FM. And yes, nako, ang ganda po ng araw natin. Ano po ba mga pinaggagawa natin sa araw na ito? Being the 4th of July, may the 4th be with you. Ayan ang ating mga Star Wars fanatics. Happy na naman today at nasasabi nila yung linya na yon kasi I know a lot of mga Trekkies at mga mahilig sa Star Wars. Yan po ay pinakakahantay nilang araw. And of course, sa atin din po, medyo may significance yan and pag-uusapan natin mamaya-maya about all of that. But for now, I'm so excited kasi po first time here in ano sa studio natin dito sa bagong studio. Well, hindi naman bagong-bago, pero I mean, sa ating studio ngayon dito sa New North Road, ang ating special guest for this afternoon is actually a financial advisor, an author, speaker, husband, father of five, and a passionate advocate for helping families live with greater freedom, purpose, and stewardship. And through his work and his upcoming book, Unshackled, he inspires people to break free from silence, reclaim their story, and come home to the life they were fully meant to live. Mga kababayan, please palakpakan po tayo. Let's all welcome the one and only Mr. Rex Yap. Hello,
hey,
Rex.
Hey. Magandang umaga. Hapon ba? Hapon na. And Cookie, happy 14th friend. Sorry.
Friend.
Remember? 14 years,
same
eh?
To you. Or,
I have, before anything else, I have to name the elephant in the room, okay? So I'm from Cebu.
Mm-hmm.
So although my wife is from Manila, medyo okay na rin yung Tagalog ko.
Mm-hmm. Pwede ka naman mag-English.
English rin, pero I have to educate na rin for everyone na hindi Cebuano.
Tama.
Cebuano kasi is an old language which has only 3 vowels. So even if we have our own, like parang baybayin, something like that in Cebuano, it's not being used right now. So even if we have a U and an O in our words, we still pronounce it with a hard U. Kaya don't take it against us when I say braid. O, tingnan mo, hulo iba tayo New Zealand, yung braid namin, patok na patok dito, di ba? So, that's that one. And thank you so much for inviting me. This is an honor.
Nako, I'm honored. You obliged kasi alam ko very busy ka rin and this is like I said your first time sa bagong studio dahil dati na-invite na kita pero dun sa atin pa sa Unitech.
Yes.
So it's really nice seeing you, Rex, and gusto kong batiin mo sila sa Cebuano kasi di ba yung mga kababayan natin marami ditong Cebuano
Pwede pa rin Hokkien nga eh. So maayong buntag or maayong hapon sa inyong tanan and then thanks for listening. This is Kuya Rex here. Tito Rex for the rest.
And ano rin, sa Chinese, pwede mo na sinimbatiin. Yeah. Dahil marami rin tayo mga Filipino Chinese.
Oh, Taiki. That's good morning. In Hokkien. That's not Mandarin, so.
Yeah. Ako, alam ko lang, sa Mandarin.
Mandarin,
Sao
okay.
Sawan.
Okay.
Pero hindi na morning eh, actually.
Hapon na. So.
Anyway, Rex, today is the 4th of July.
I know,
so what
freedom.
Is the significance for
freedom,
you?
Freedom.
Yeah, it's also very relevant diba sa atin.
I know, like I have 5 pillars in my life. So that's spiritual, of course, spiritual connection natin sa maker natin, and then the finance. Kasi pag kabulbul yung finances natin, medyo aroy ko. And the relationships. And then there's our contribution to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly for me, I would say one of the most important pillar is health. So itong lima na ito, you have to have a degree of freedom to be able to have a full life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we'll talk about that later. That will be the topic of my book about from childhood like silence, and then we have this healing, and then we achieve the freedom. And then only then, it took me 55 years. Only then can you say you have achieved freedom in the sense that you see life in a different way. Like, it's really beautiful, by the way, when you take out all these masks and lenses and pretensions. And that's freedom for me. Tama. For the American, kung mayroon man tayong Amerikano nakikinig, ha, naksa. Yeah. Sabi mo kasi meron, online, yung mga meron, friends meron, mo sa meron family.
Tayo, all over the world na tayo ngayon. Yes. Yun ang kagandahan ngayon ng radio. Kasi hindi na tayo limited sa pagbukas mo lang ng radio.
That's true, that's true.
Ngayon, all over the world. Kaya yung lahat ng kamag-anak natin sa buong bansa, alam na yung nangyayari dito kasi doon na nga yung ating Tinig Pinoy World Wide Web na tayo.
Oh, by the way, Cooks, a lot of Filipinos are now hurting yung nanood kagabi ng basketball.
Oh, nga. But I heard actually na nangyari yan. And meron nga mga for the first time nanood daw ng basketball. Pero syempre, nabigo sila. Kasi nga, hindi tayo nanalo. Pero it's not
things
all about
for a reason and a lesson, yes.
Yeah. And of course, sabi ko nga, yung 4th of July, naging importante talaga tas sa atin yung independence. Kasi apparently, yung July 4th ay na bago nang nagkaroon ng sinatawag na Spooner Amendment daw na dineclare ni President Harry Truman nung July 4, 1946 na yung ating independence. Pero nagbago nga daw kasi yung sabi nila si Diosdado Macapagalang nagsabi na ibalik sa 12th of June,
yes.
Kasi parang nakita nga daw nila yung mas naging makabuluhan yung freedom or yung independence natin nung nagkaroon ng himagsikan at syempre si Aguinaldo yung naging namuno sa atin sa mga panahon na yun, di ba?
Yes.
So now, alam ko you talk about freedom, financial advisor ka, marami kang mga alam, expert ka sa mga ganyang bagay. Pero gusto muna nating malaman, sino ba talaga si Rex Yap?
Sino ba talaga
si? Si Rex Yap sa mula nung nag-umpisa ka pa lang from the Philippines. Sa Philippines muna tayo.
Oh, you have to read the book. Everything is in there. It's a memoir actually.
Yeah.
It's a memoir. So
a little glimpse about who is Rex Yap.
I can remember right now is yung paglaki ko kasi, talagang parang Chekwa yung style eh. Yung hardware ng tatay at nanay ko sa baba, and then our accommodation was upstairs. I come from a big family. I have seven siblings. We are very close. We are so close. And the things that we do during summer, we're still very close up to this day. We still keep in touch. In fact, during my 60th birthday, they were here. I was surprised. Nandoon sila, nandoon sa airport. Bigla ba naman kumanta ng happy birthday na napakalakas lahat sa nakatingin sa amin. I was so embarrassed but at the same time happy. So that's my background. And then because there was something that happened in my childhood, all this time, it was just about validating, proving like I'm this, trying to be good at whatever.
So pang ilan ka sa mo?
Pang lima. So middle child.
Middle child. And your parents but still alive?
But alam mo
sa
middle child? Are you a middle child yourself?
Actually, I couldn't say that kasi siyam kami.
Pang ilan ka?
Pang seventh ako.
Okay, yeah. Parang bunso
so
na.
So towards
banda,
the kodulo na ako.
Sa Cebuano pa yan, pakapin. Extra. Alright.
So living pa yung parents mo to this?
No. They've since transitioned. My dad, around 15 years ago? Yeah.
And how's about yung mga relatives mo na, yung mga siblings mo sa Philippines sila lahat or are they all over the world?
That's why, nung pag-birthday ko nga, I was so touched because they're all from over the world. Like, but all of us professionals, so my sister who was the one who egged us to move to New Zealand is a pathologist. Mm-hmm. And then 3 years when we arrived here, she moved to Perth.
Oh, okay.
So she has since retired. And then I have sister na nurse sa US. Sino ba naman walang kamag-anak sa US?
Na nurse.
Okay, my sister
sino
here.
Sino ba may Pilipino bang walang nurse?
Oo nga eh. My sister, one sister is here. Yung kasunod ko. Tapos three others are in the Philippines. So, okay. Yeah.
So, kailan ka pumating dito sa New Zealand?
Tagal na yun. 2004.
And how would you describe yung New Zealand before nung dumating ka to the present New Zealand?
The story, kasi before we go there, the story ba't lumipat kami in New Zealand, it was like a sense of adventure. Kasi may sister yung binanggit ko kanina, yung pathologist was the first to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro nalungkot kasi walang family, we're so close. In-invite kami, marunong siya eh. Ka-birthday kasi siya ng wife ko, si Joanne. Hi, Joanne, if you're listening. Mm-hmm. So, 23rd of September. Okay. So, she brought us to Queenstown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so like, God, you're so unfair. Putting all this beauty in one place. You can imagine we were eating in the gondola restaurant.
Yeah.
And then nang alas 5 na hapon yun eh. Mm-hmm. And you can see the golden glow of the Remarkables and the lake. It was slightly snowing. Like, wow. It was her first time to witness snow. Like, wow, this is so good. To cut the story short, we went back to the Philippines. And I was so like, wow, ang ganda talaga ng New Zealand. You know, I'm into nature even back in the Philippines. I grew up in Bukidnon kasi.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the drive from Oakland to Hamilton reminds me of home. Like the mountains and all this stuff. But mas maganda nga lang dito. So, bumalik kami sa Pilipinas. And then she said, would you like to stay and come back here? Like, oh, why not? We applied. And at that time, it was so easy. We got our residence visa straight away.
Yeah.
No drama. But it took us a while, like a couple of weeks before our residence visa expired, to finally decide to come. So we stayed in Hamilton for 10 years. The place was so, I would say, quiet before. Like, commercial establishments were really closed during weekends. And the Filipino community, especially in Hamilton, was mas konti lang. So we really get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, yung mga friends ko, nandun pa rin. Ah, when we moved to New Zealand in 2004, we already have 4 boys. Kapipray namin cooks in the Philippines, pati yung community namin, the BCBP, they prayed for us to have a daughter. Every time. And then finally, we had a daughter in Hamilton.
Nice.
Yun nga lang, wala nang katulong, wala nang driver, lahat sa amin na. So, yeah. Be careful what you ask for.
So, how's about your raising a family in a different country?
It was a challenge for us, like especially for my wife, Joanne. Back in the Philippines, she had her own businesses and never been, you know, doing household jobs, right? So, ganito na lang. One time, umuwi ako kasi yung negosyo ko sa Hamilton, it was a startup business. It was a franchise business. So, it was delivering cooking oil to restaurants and servicing their frying.
Dito na?
Yeah, sa Hamilton.
Okay.
Hindi kami kasi employable, eh. Wala kami experience as employment. Like, we're all negosyo talaga. So, pag-uwi ko, I was so tired. Pagpasok ko ng bahay, can you imagine? Pasok ko ng bahay, and I saw my wife, yung right hand niya, nagluluto. Yung left hand niya was feeding our third boy, kasi maliit pa lang. And the left foot was shaking the crib of the youngest. And that...
Multitasking.
And that made me cry a bit inside. Like, what have I done to my wife? So I just went there and hugged her. But anyway, that's the story here. We adjust. And then, you know, the price, we always convert into pesos. Like, haircut, what? $20? You know, that's 600, 700 pesos. We ended up having me and my 4 boys being bald for the next 3 years. I just, you know, like shave it all the time. It's so funny. A lot of experiences that...
Adjustments.
Yeah, that we would have not experienced had we stayed in the Philippines. In the Philippines, we are basically made. So we started being, you know, like having been appointed by the major telecom industry, major telecom companies when they started to be their distributor in Visayas, Mindanao. So we were at the peak of that business when we decided to move. A lot of our friends like, you must be crazy, you know. We had just built our dream house and stuff like that, but we are meant to be here in New Zealand.
And ano, yung mga kids nyo, may na retain ba na parang kulturang Pilipino while you were still here?
That's a great question, Cookie. I think my kids are not listening anyway, but we can actually compare yung upbringing ng dalawa namin who grew up with the nannies and the drivers. Siyempre, wala kaming time, di ba? Negosyo, pwede na bahay, natulog na, tapos yakin sila sa school, bandang 6 a.m. We had no time. And then yung 3 kids na kami talagang hands-on, you can see the difference in terms of independence, for example, kasi we were talking about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, there's some mindset, halimbawa, I'm not taking it against the boys who grew up with in the Philippines, but we can just compare. There's a lot of difference. Our kids, they still retain a lot of Filipino traits.
Namamalo ka ba?
Ako? Time was when? That's another story. Napapulis. Kasi diba, sa Philippines, we do it for discipline. Mm-hmm. And then it's a good thing we have a lot.
Napalo ka ba?
Napalo ako?
Yung parents mo before.
Ako? Oh, yeah. My mom was a disciplinarian, like a bit Spanish thing, you know. My dad, I couldn't remember na malo yung nanay, tatay ko, more on nanay. Siya yung, pero okay lang naman. Kasi ginagamit niyang pamalo is yung twig ng guava. May antiseptic qualities eh. So, yeah. I grew up in that sort of family that napaka like, you have to stick to your chores and, you know, you have to do your part for the family. Not because wala kami mga katulog, pero she really wants us to learn all these things.
So, while in Hamilton, yung early association niya, sino yung mga marami na pang Pilipino nung time na yun doon?
At that time, napaka-hungry namin for mga kababayan. In fact, our life turned for the better when we were just walking along the street and then may nakatagbo kaming Pilipina na parang, yung parang tipong masayahin siya eh. She's still our family friend, Cora. Cora is the name. And then she said, "Oy, bagong dating kayo." Siyempre, interview niya kami kasi marami kaming, anim kami eh. Mm-hmm. Joanne, myself and the four boys. And then she said, "Aramo, join ka sa amin, may seminar kami." Yun pala, sa CFC na pala yun. And before they know it, they became our family. Mm-hmm. We watched the Pacquiao games together. And in a way, hindi na alam na yung advocacy pala namin ni Joanne na financial literacy, proper stewardship to financial literacy, ay unti-unti na rin namin i-introduce kanila. And you know what happened, why we were, like ako civil engineer yung background ko. Si Joanne talaga may accounting background. Kasi yung mga tauhan namin, managers, mga salesperson doon sa shops namin, we have 20-something at the time, at the peak. Taklo, Bariloilo, Davao, Bacol, North Cayo de Oro, Cebu. Some of them would advance their salary para fiesta, birthday, alam mo naman, parang something, and then a lot of people grow up with nothing to show for it. So I told Joanne, we have to do something about this, you have to share whatever we know about money. Doon nag-start. Lumipat kami ng New Zealand, akala natin palagi is, yung nasa New Zealand, dollar earners yun, mas maganda. Hindi rin. Napansin ko, ganun din ang concern. Kasi nobody's talking about it or learning about it. It's a skill.
Yeah. So, yung sabi mo yung first job mo dito sa New Zealand, yung nag-deliver ng mga cooking.
Yeah, first business namin. It's a franchise business. It's called Cookright. It's still there.
Pero did you actually experience na maging empleyado na dito during that time?
Hindi pa rin. The only time, no, I'm lying. The only time I was an employee here was when Joanne left for the Philippines to bring the kids. Akala kasi namin you have to end the term and then hindi pala. But anyway, she left me for around 3 months. And I was lonely and alone, like, what am I going to do? I was doing backpacking. At first, I was enjoying it, going around the country. And then sabi ko, wala na, masisira na bite ko dito. Wala pang mga text kayo natin, di ba? Mm-hmm. So what I did was, I tried to learn a new skill. So nag-apply ko sa Sky City, Hamilton. And they were amazed with my mathematical skills. Hindi ko sinabing engineer ako eh. Mm-hmm. Right? That was the only one. I was a croupier for about 3 months. I was enjoying it until inassign ako sa graveyard shift, like up to 3 a.m. Sabi ko, hindi kaya to. So I resigned. But I learned a lot, you know, interaction with the locals.
And yung ano, yung mga, syempre, sa Sky Tower ka ba? Sa Hamilton.
Yes.
So marami ding Pilipinong kasama ka doon, di ba, na nag-work?
Actually, during the time, there were only two of us.
Pero yung mga na-meet mo na mga Pilipinos doon, how can you describe them? Yung mga Pilipinos noon at saka sa ngayon, syempre iba na yung naging association mo na Pilipinos. So, paano mo madi-describe yung mga Pilipinos before?
At that time, kasi kami rin Joanne, she grew up in Manila, I grew up in Cebu. I mean, Bukidnon and in Cebu. Para bang kinumpare namin? Na if Hamilton is Cebu, yung Auckland naman is Manila. Kaya yung mga taong nagbi-meet doon sa daan, halimbawa mga Filipinos, they tend to be more friendly. Like parang naninibago ka na, hi, hello, talagang nag-ano kayo eh, nagkwentuhan and stuff like that. I don't know if that's still the case, but during that time, we really get to know a lot of Filipinos who were there. I mean, whatever number of Filipinos who were there.
And then when did you move to Auckland?
2010.
All right. So that means kasi nag-friends sa retire ng 14 years. 2012 kita nakilala.
Yeah.
What were you doing then na nung nag-New Zealand Home Loans ka na ba noon?
Yep, I joined New Zealand Home Loans at the peak of GFC, the Global Financial Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
That was in October 2008. And again, that was, I thought a lot of people would think that, why would you do such business like, you know, GFC? But it turned out to be providential.
Yeah. And yung mga, syempre sa dami ng nakakausap mo, ng mga tao, ano yung mga usual na mga issue ng mga people na nakakausap mo in terms of what is the usual problem or talagang nagiging, how do you say that? Yung nakikita mo na usually pag sinabi mo nakausap isang Pinoy, ito halos pareho yung sinasabi nila. Ano yung mga usual na mga issues nila?
Alam mo, hindi lang naman sa Filipino itong babanggitin ko eh. You usually start with how? Usually, paano kaya? When in fact, this is what I learned from a mentor. Si Tony Robbins, I have been immersing myself for the past 7 years in his work. You have to start with your what and why. Kasi the how will follow. Yeah. Like for example, how? Paano ako yumaman? Yung mga ganyan tanong. How kagad eh? We are trapped in the tyranny of how. Mm-hmm. When in fact, bakit? Bakit talaga pinakauna? Ba't mo gusto mo yumaman? Para magyabang? Para makakain? Para makatulong? What is it? Because if your why is really compelling, you'll take whatever it takes to achieve it. Pero kung how, tapos medyo challenging pala, ayaw ko na. So, yan pala ang nakikita ko. Common sa, hindi na naman sa Filipino. I think that's especially true for Filipinos, lalo pag bagong dating dito. Mm-hmm. Like iba, bibili ka agad ng kotse or other things. Kasi, di ba, how can I enjoy life kagad? Kasi doon sa Pilipinas, hindi ko naranas ito. But is it, does it answer your what and why? Kasi these are the things you will go back to when things are tough. Right?
Okay. So, paano ka ngayon na involved dun sa New Zealand Home Loans?
Yun na nga, nakakatawa yung story namin, Cooks. Kasi, is it alright if I call you Cooks? Okay.
Everybody calls.
having been advocating financial literacy, sharing whatever we know about money, whatever comes to mind. In fact, in Hamilton, we gathered our members of the community, our friends. We watch Pacquiao bout, and we have a huge projector in our lounge, and we project. And every break, we then start talking about money, kasi hindi naman pwedeng sabihin bilang pera, pagtataka yung mga friends mo, di ba? And then it was my friend who introduced me to NZHL. Kasi ang tayo mo Pilipino, if ever, whenever, every time we try something new, like it's good, restaurant halimbawa, then you start talking to your friends, like, uy, subukan nyo ito. Itong si Harold, ayan, banggitin ko ng pangalan, siya yung nauna na yung home loan niya inilipat sa NZHL. From one lender to NZHL. Tapos siya yung nang sa amin na, uy, kausapin nyo ito. Eh kami naman ni Joanne, 3 years na kami at the time ng my home loan. Kami naman ni Joanne at the time, sabi namin, bro, okay lang kasi we are sorted. Alam namin yung we grow up with, you know, our parents are businessmen. We have been talking and dealing with the banks for a long time. Ano pa ba may turo ng NZHL na yan? Pero pag Pilipino, pag best friend mo, hindi ka tatantanan eh. I mean, he meant well.
Yeah.
Until it became like a personal thing. Like, bro, is there something wrong? Kasi sabi niya, hindi naman ako mag-earn dito eh. Pero I'm sure this is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya pinagbigyan namin. Mm-hmm. Yung pumunta na sa amin yung consultant na yan sa Rachel, ang nasa isip talaga namin ni Joanne is, what are you talking about? You know? Susuplahin, you know? Siya pa yung tipong tao na sa atin is associated with 5'6". Alam mo na.
So,
yun ang mindset namin. Pero when it was shown to us, actually, grace. We found grace in that. Parang eureka moment na, wow, these are the things that we are doing na walang bayad. We are doing it. Tapos ito na ngayon, may system, may process, a product, and we will earn from this with a lot of flexibility as to our time kasi my 4 kids are growing. Talagang bigay. Bigay talaga. And this is the longest that I have been in any business. Back in the Philippines, 4 or 5 years, I'll sell it or do something else. Ganon ako. Na yung nature ko. Entrepreneur ko, no. Here, I've been with NZHL for the past 18 years. And the best part is, and I can tell you from my heart, I'm not doing this because I need to, but because I'm able, I can, and I want to. Every time I do a webinar, every time I talk to people, lalo na yung may mga mortgages, I'm so sad that they don't know about these basic things. on how to save on interest costs, how to pay it quicker if they want to, and what are the things that are really important. So, ito na lang, bagitin ko na lang sa iyo. I'm so fired up kasi just very recently, we have increased our team by 100%.
That's good.
Yep, a lot of businesses are closing down. A lot of businesses are anxious of what's happening around. And here I am, so brave, hiring 6 new people. And I'm so happy that I'm supported by the franchisor. I'm supported by my wife. I'm supported by the team. And we are looking forward to helping more families. We don't do our business planning in terms of dollar figures. We do our business planning in terms of the number of families that we help. And that's my why. And that drives me. The how will follow. Believe me.
Tama. And marami pa tayo syempreng gustong malaman sa pagiging financial advisor, Mom, after muna ng ating konting music. Okay? Break muna po tayo. And of course, we'll come back after 2 songs. So, dyan lang po kayo. Huwag kayong aalis. And I'll give you some songs para po naman sa inyong hapon ay maging masaya din. Kaya naman, ito po ang isang awitin from Mr. Noel Cabangon. This is Ikaw Lang. Para po sa inyo lahat. Dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6, and we'll be back with Mr. Rex Yap. Surely.
Sinasabi, ikaw lang. nananahimik ako dito. Nagkakape na kagad 4. Ilang linggo na nasa kwarto, pinto'y nakasarado at sait na ang luha ko. Di mo ba nakikita? Tapos na ang kabanata. Pagbukas ng bintana, nakadungo mga tala. Lungkot ay lumisan akong usapan. Seryosong kailangan mo. Pasensya na di ko maibibigay. Huwag magmakaawa. Wala kang mapapala. Wala na akong balak. Magbalik at lumuha. Imposible. Imposible. Sabi di ko na lang yan mangyayari. Ang simple. Ganun lang ang simple. Hindi mo mura ang nangyari. Para ngayon ko na. Ayoko na ata. Ayoko na nga. Ayoko na ata. Ayoko na nga. Ayoko na ata. Ayoko na nga sa'yo. Tatlong oras akong sa kanto, naghihintay na parang aso. Ilang beses na nangyari yun, wala na bang bago? Nasasayang lang ang oras ko at nalaman ko. Madulas ang barkada mo, may pinupuntahan ka raw sa may baklaran. Huwag magmakaawa, wala kang mapapala. Wala na akong balak magbalik at lumuha.
Salita nga po't ikaw bulong na lang sa hangin. Di pa tamang panahon to para usisahin. Katotohanan hindi na bago sa'yo pag inamin. Sinasalo mo lang ako kahit alam mo na di ikaw yung babae nga pag ginaganto. Kaso lang mukhang pagod ka nakakaunawa. Panahon na din yata maalalang din ako bata pa. Makipaglaro ng damdamin sa katulad mo. Paglayo na lang ba yung sagot sa pagkukulang mo? Siguro nga hindi pa ako handa tumaya. Di ka lang maniniwala pag sinabing isadya.
Good day. Bye.
For hassle-free travels, there's one name you can count on, Planet Earth Travel. With over 27 years' experience in giving an award-winning personalized service, Planet Earth Travel is always ready to help you with all your travel needs. For instant quote and availability, just visit their website at www.planettravel.co.nz or call them at 0800 11 11 31 or 09 377 1933 during office hours. Visit and like their Facebook page, Planet Earth Travel.
Cinco, antilalastos ito,
Pado, ibang tinig Pinoy.
May balitang Pinoy,
showbiz chika at music biz pa.
So join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.
And yes, we're back here po sa Tinig Pinoy. If you just tune in, you're listening to Planet FM 104.6. And of course, we're here back again with Mr. Rex Yap of New Zealand Home Loans. So, gusto kong tanungin naman yung pagiging licensed financial advisor, right?
Correct.
So, what does that entail? Ano ba ang ginagawa ng mga licensed financial advisor, Rex?
For me, so, kasi there are so many aspects of that financial advising thing, no?
Mm.
So I'm registered when it comes to home loans and insurances. So it's more on that. Sa case namin, we have a process wherein we always start with a plan. Hindi lang like, oh, ito yung cookie, ito yung utang mo, bahala ka na dyan, bayaran mo lang kami. It's more on, we make sure, personally, I do that, make sure na kung bibili ka ng bahay, hindi ka masistress na, ma-afford ko ba talaga to? Makakakain pa ba ako? Makapang-holiday pa ba ako? Kasi we start from that eh. It's easy to, actually for those who are planning to buy a house for example, or may bahay na, mm-hmm. It's easy to get approved and refinance or whatever. Pero the next part is more important, like paano na yung lifestyle mo?
So paano na iiba talaga yung, sabi mo nga, you've been dealing with banks before and then you have compared yung NZ Home Loans, kaya ka na ano nga din, na involved doon. So, paano mo i-differentiate talaga siya?
I think the biggest difference is the approach. I say like, I'm not putting anyone down. It's more on educating ourselves and knowing what else there. And besides, ang source din naman ng funds namin are banks rin eh. But it's a matter of, as I've said, there are three basic differences. The first one is planning.
Yeah.
We really sit down with you and know what your lifestyle is. Kasi may bahay ka na nga, eh, wala ka namang lifestyle. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. The reason why I'm asking you this is, syempre, mga Pilipino sabi, ano ba ang kaibahan nun?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I wanted to explore this.
Okay, I challenge everyone na may bahay na, those who are not with NZHL. By the way, we own the North Coast franchise, but we can operate anywhere in New Zealand. Challenge ko kayo. Like kami kasi, na-experience din namin. We went straight to a lender and then wala namang pinag-usapan, uy, kakain ba kayo? May holiday ba kayo? Anong other things I have in mind? More on, oh, ito na yung pera nyo. Bili na yung bahay. And that's it. So we are big with that. Like, we make sure na papasok kasi ang bagay na alam yung ginagawa mo. Kasi buying a house is not for everyone. But the moment kaya mo na, why not? Diba? Para kang hindi ka naman magda-dive sa swimming pool na checking may tubig ba at saka gaano kalalim, right? Otherwise, bukol talaga. And we have witnessed a couple of some Filipinos, Filipino families, hindi lang Filipino nga eh, who got hurt in the process. Kasi they went into something na hindi nila alam, hindi pala kaya. The second difference is, ito na yon, ito yung sekreto eh. Sabihin ko na lang rin, you know what? When it comes to home loans kasi, karamihan ng tao would like to think that it's all about interest rate. When in fact, I would say the biggest factor would be how you structure your loan.
Yan ang hindi talaga alam ng tao. Kasi
yes.
Like you said, of course, ang unang tatanungin nila, how much is the interest rate? Diba?
Ganon din kami.
Ganon din ang talagang lahat ng karamihan na magiging ano ng tao concern. Diba?
When
you go to even borrow something lang talaga sa any bank.
Don't get me wrong. Ako rin naman, siyempre, that's one of the major factors sa home loan.
Mm-hmm.
Pero that's not the only one. You have to make sure that your loan structure is right, na angkop sa situation ninyo, income, expense. Yun ang palaging pinag-usapan namin. And we have a basis for our loan structure. It's not just like, oh, ito i-fix natin, ito i-float natin. It's not just about that. It will come from a plan. Exclusive sa NZHL, ang tawag namin debt nav, so debt navigation, DABTNAV, that is linked to your account and it will give you real-time feedback whether you are sticking to your plan or not. Saan ka makahanap na ganyan? Para siyang GPS talaga.
Mm-mm.
Na if you're new in a place, wala kang GPS, malapit na yung time mo, patulad kanina, akala ko malilate ako, ahil pa ako lang 2 minutes. Pero, di ba, if you're new in a place, masistress ka pa paano? How much for the biggest commitment sa buhay mo? Magluto ka ng pansit, pinaplano mo eh, yung bahay pa kaya. And the third one, if I may, the third differentiator is review. We commit to a regular review.
Like yung review in terms of pag yung magre-refinance na or?
Hindi lang refinance. Yung lahat talaga, if you're an existing client, for example, we make sure that we will have a regular review just to make sure that what we have discussed in our planning stage is happening. And if it's not happening, we will be able to give you some suggestions so we can guide you. So we consider ourselves as mortgage and insurance mentors.
Mm. And yung mga Pilipino, kung nakikinig nga sila sa'yo ngayon, dahil ang unang isipin nila, naku, pagka nagbigay ka ng advice, magkano kaya babayaran ko kay Rex?
Exactly, diba? Exactly. Ako medyo mahal yung rate ko eh. Every hour that you spend with me, you have to recommend 5 of your friends. Because if like as I mentioned earlier, if you see something na kapakinabang and it's helpful to you, swapan ka naman kung hindi mo i-share sa iba. Katulad ng ginawa ni Harold sa akin, I'm still thankful for Harold talaga, even to this day. Biro mo kung hindi niya sinare sa akin, alam naman niya hindi ito papansinin kasi they're good with their money, marunong nang gumamit ito ng kung ano-ano. Pero he still took his chance. Kami pang ayaw-ayaw nga, 3 years broke, okay na kami, hanggang pilit talaga siya. So if you are happy with what I've shown you, it's but natural that you pay it forward. Because hindi lang naman, we are all stewards. Yung knowledge na yan, hindi sa'yo yan eh. My knowledge is not mine.
So, sinasabi mo ngayon na regardless, ang mga tao na nagbabayad pa ng mga bahay nila, mm-hmm. ng mga mortgages mm-hmm. nila sa panahon na to, with a bank, mm-hmm. mayroon pa rin chance na kapag nakausap mo ay maghaganaan siya sila. Ganun ba?
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, ganun ang experience namin ni Joanne. Mm. Kasi we were already 3 years into the loan. In the home loan, tapos so pinakita kami ng kaibahan ng ginagawa ng NZHL. Like, wow, you already have a point of reference. Ang mga first home buyers kasi, hello, first home buyers, I also love you. In fact, nagsaseminar ako palagi sa mga first home buyers. Pero ang first home buyers kasi, their focus is just buying that house, whatever it takes. Kaya ang unang kong tanong sa kanila, like, what, why? Bakit ka bibili ng bahay? Strange, ano? Kasi kung ang punto ko lang negosyo, sige pa, utangin ko kayo lahat. Pero ang tanong ko palagi, you can ask my clients, like always ask them in the first instance, why? Ba't ka bibili ng bahay? And then they tell me like, kung sabihin lang galing, gaya-gaya lang kami ng kaibigan ko, kakabahan ako noon.
Which is mostly the case, di ba?
So, yeah, going back to your question earlier, I love working with families na may existing home loan na. Kasi they, number one, they already felt the pain. Like, you're already 50 years old and you still have 25 years na loan na term ng loan mo. Does that mean magtatrabaho ka hanggang you're 75? Ugod-ugod ka na?
Tama.
There must be a better way. In fact, that's the reason why NZHL was founded 30 years ago by two families in Hamilton na after 3 years, like, the same utang pa rin. Bakit mo nagkabawas-bawas? So they came out with different ways. They checked around and came up with the system that we have now.
Mm. And ano yung pinaka mga challenging na, syempre, like you said, you have talked to so many people, nagpapo-webinar ka, nagpapa-seminar ka.
Yes.
Yung pag-handle mo and pag-deal mo dun sa mga financial issues, ano yung mga biggest challenge mo? Like, yun yung common na nagiging challenge ng lahat about financials.
Hindi lang ito sa ano, Cookie, eh, sa financial side of things. Mindsets. Mindset talaga. Yun talaga. When I say mindset, yun kasi yun ang nagdag-drive ng mga decisions nila, the way they look at things. Mindset talaga. Yeah.
And how do you convince?
Sorry?
How do you convince them? Otherwise, like yung kung may mindset.
I never convince people. I show them what we have, and if they think it's beneficial for them, go ahead. So, in fact, I do a lot of seminars. I show what we're doing, not necessarily to convince them to move to us. If you learn something from us and you stay with your lender, that's still fine. At least I have shared what I know. Because I'm just a steward forwarding what my mentors and coaches have told me and taught me before. So the same is true with them. More on showing. Kasi tayo naman, pag nakita naman ating beneficial and then you're still not doing it, kasalanan mo na yun, di ba? I'm good.
And ano ka ba? Kamukha ka ba ni Harold? Makulit ka rin ba?
Not anymore. Siguro nung bago pa ako sa business, That time I have to kasi lima yung anak eh. I nagda-drive ako from Hamilton to Oakland, do 4 or 5 appointments in a day and drive back to Hamilton, and I actually push people like, oh, sino naman kakilala mo? Kasi I was really, now I'm more on selective. Mafe-feel ko na kasi pat itong tao ba ito, sincere ba itong gusto matulungan or just shopping around for interest rates, that's fine, you go somewhere else if you're like that. But I'm not that pushy anymore. It's more on I'm sort of quantifying and qualifying people that I can possibly help, like preserving my energy for people that we can actually help.
And sa palagay mo ba, kasi you talked about mindset.
Yes.
Palagay mo ba yung mga Filipinos in general, disiplinado ba sila sa finances talaga nila?
Mixed pa rin. Pareho rin na ibang lahi. Not specifically Filipino. Sa atin lang, ang challenge lang sa Filipino kasi is karamihan sa atin may remittance papuntang family. Ganon. Which is, I'm not taking that against them. It's more on parang yung ano ba, may nalulunod eh, kung ikaw tatalon ka rin, malulunod ka rin. If you know, you have to help yourself first. And a lot of us work, 90% of the time without even learning how to manage our finances. So, it's strange. When you talk about, come, let's have a talk about how to improve our finances, stuff like that. Ay, busy ako, may mag-overtime. Ha? You're spending a lot of your time to earn that money, but number one, you don't know how to keep it, how to save it, you don't know how to grow it. It doesn't make sense, talaga. In the end, saan yung pupunta yung pera ko?
Pero, nabanggit mo din yan, and compared, dahil sabi mo earlier, like, earlier in your life,
yes.
Puro ka rin work.
Puro rin ako. Kasi diba? Yung nag-start kami ni Joanne, we started the business nga, and a lot of opportunities, siyempre, i-ano mo yun. And that was a realization. Is it really part of what we want? And that's the reason why we moved to New Zealand. Like, no, this cannot be. My sons cannot even, remember how I drove. Sabi nila, Kuya Dudu can drive better. Eh, mga ganyan, kinukumpare na ako parang teka Buda, something is, and then yeah, hindi na umiiyak pagyaya na go off during weekends. Kami wala man lang parang babay na sabi ko kay Joan, now Joan, this is not how we gonna raise our family, so we moved to New Zealand. That was the start of it. Ibang challenge din, pero we were able to be in their formative years, we were there in their growing up years, you know.
So kaya ko naman tinanong yan kasi nga, di ba, kadalasan yung mga Pilipino na dito nagpapakahirap. Like you said, hindi nga nila siguro naranasan na maghinhawa yung buhay sa Pilipinas.
Yes, yes.
Kaya naman pagdating nila dito, kaya talagang kabayo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At saka yun nga, may mga ambisyon. Mm-hmm. Like gusto ka agad bumili ng mamahaling kotse, Dami. Bahay,
yes,
ganyan.
Yes.
So, ano ang kung mai-impart mo sa kanila na bakit hindi ganun dapat? Bakit hindi?
Again, let me go back to mindset. Yung talaga palaging binabalikan ko. My mindset that drives my life, my fuel is, acronym is GAS. G-A-S. So the first one is gratitude. Like everything entrusted to us, like wow, you should be grateful. A lot of people don't have that. And sometimes we just like, gusto ko sana ito, and then you tend not to be grateful for what you have. The health, the relationship, the work, being here in New Zealand is a blessing. Even to this day, I'm 22 years now in New Zealand, but I still find that blessing when I drive, like, God, thank you for bringing me to this beautiful place. Gratitude is number one. The second one is abundance. When you operate in a sphere of scarcity, iba yung gagawin mo kung you know that there's sunshine for everyone. Diba? Example, yung sa business namin doon sa Cebu, ito maganda example to eh, kasi palagi kong sinasabi about abundance. So, months after we were appointed as distributor for Globe Smart, hindi namin kaya eh, sa laki ng market at that time. They appointed another distributor. And then, ito na, before we know it, nagpataya na kami sa discount para pumunta sa dealers. Okay, at that time, we were given 12%, and then we passed on 5% to our dealers. And then narinig namin, 10% na si Mokong, 10% na rin tayo. You know? Kaya umabot sa 11.5. We were just keeping 0.5 to ourselves. Mm. Kasi scarcity. Parang patayan tayo dito. Pinatawag kami ng Globe at Smart at pinagalitan. Pinatawag sa Manila like, hey guys, that's not sustainable. You cannot operate that way. Kahit na ipag ano pa, ipag-combine yung resources ninyo, hindi nyo kaya i-serve a market right now. Doon kami natauhan, like, wow, ganun pala kalaki yung market. So the same is true in life. Minsan kasi we're so focused on the scares that dapat unahan ko ito kasi salat na salat. But if you look at the bigger picture, there's so much abundance in life. So I operate in that way. Like, there's room for everyone. And the third one is S, stewardship. We don't own anything. I mean, we are just entrusted with all these gifts, with all this, even this time that we have right now. This is entrusted to us. It can be taken any time, but the best thing that we can do is share it.
Tama. Anyway, gusto kong puntahan yung pagiging author mo. Pero after a few songs muna, gusto natin bigyan ng time yung mga kababayan natin. Kasi exciting na yung pag-uusapan natin. And gusto kong magkaroon sila ng chance na ma-energize with this song from Apple the App. Kaya, mga kababayan, for all of you, this is Bebot. At yung mga Bebot at Kelots, dyan lang po kayo.
Apple!
It's just
apple.
Like, I like your
dancing. Apple! Hurry up! It's adobo! You like chicken adobo?
You got chicken
adobo? Adobo! Yes! You want to eat? Chicken adobo.
Chicken adobo.
You will eat first, ha? Apple! Just go! Calm down!
Hey, guys.
Oh, what did you do? You comb your hair? You put
Mom, I just comb. It's okay, Mom.
Hey, did you brush your teeth?
Yes, Mom. Huh? I did.
And then you put this up,
Mom. Oh, my God. It's embarrassing.
Where are you going?
We're just going to go chill at the park. Don't worry.
You go to the park. Bring your baby sister, Jasmine.
Oh, Mom, I want a baby sister.
Yes. Okay, guys. Jasmine, you go with your kuya. Can you bring her with you?
She can hang out with me.
Oh, please, not your sister. No, you go with your kuya.
All right, you hang out with Ferg. I hang out with
Mom. You come home early, huh?
Come on, I'll go, man. All right. Oh, Mom, I'll see you later.
Bye, Mom. Bye. Have a good day.
Tunay na Pilipino, galing sa baryo sa Pambato, pumunta ng LA nagtrabaho para makatulong sa nanay dahil sa hirap ng buhay, pero masaya pa rin ang kulay pag kumain nagkakamay. Yung kanin, chicken adobo, yung balot binibenta sa kanto, tagay mo na nga ang baso, pare ko inuman na tayo.
Pilipino, 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 Pilipino.
Bebo, bebo, bebo. Magagandang dalaga, nakakagigil ang beauty mo talaga, lambing hindi nakakasawa, ikaw lang ang gusto makasama, yung bahay o kubo, pag ibig mo ay totoo, puso ko'y laging kumikibo, wala kang katulad sa mundo. Pinoy ka, sigaw na, sige, kung maganda ka, sigaw na, sige, kung buhay mo'y mahalaga, sige, salamat sa iyong suporta.
Pilipino, Pilipino,
bebo 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 bebo. Sige, salamat sa iyong suporta. Sige, Pinoy ka, sigaw na. Sige, kung maganda ka, sigaw na. Sige, kung buhay mo'y mahalaga. Sige, salamat sa iyong suporta. Filipino, Filipino, Filipino.
Filipino.
Tinig
Pinoy every Saturday, only on 104.6 Planet FM.
Padala ng balikbayan box? Kakaba-kaba-kaba sa iyong box na padala? Mag-Tranfix ka na! Sigurado at maasahan, may monthly shipment pa sila.
Tranfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Tumawag na sa 570-8986 o puntahan sa 52 Queens Road, Panmure para hindi ka na kakaba-kaba sa box na padala.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
And we're back here sa Tinig Pinoy po. And gusto ko lang pong paalala sa inyo na mayroon pa rin pong mga shipment from Tranfix. So if you want to know more about the next shipment, you only have to ring them on 274-7595 o kaya po sa 021-555-997. Pwede rin po kayo mag-email sa info@tranfix.co.nz para po makahingi rin kayo ng box at kung mayroon pa po kayong mga pangangailangan. And isa pa pong announcement is syempre from our friends from Planet Earth Travel. Meron po silang Riverside Cruise na mangyayari very soon. Kaya if you're interested, I think they're still looking for some people. Mga ilang slots na lang po ang available for that Riverside Cruise na magaganap po very soon. Pwede po kayo tumawag sa 377-1933 o kaya po ay mag-email sa travel@planettravel.co.nz and si Tita Edith po will be very much willing to help you with all your travel needs. Kung meron din po kayong balak na pumunta ng Philippines, kaya po may fly all over the world, you can always ring them 0800-11-1131 or like I said, visit their website planettravel.co.nz. And yes, back to Mr. Rex Yap. Na very interesting talaga yung mga ini-impart natin ng mga ideas, pati na rin po mga sharing niya rito paano po makatulong. So, pag-usapan naman natin ngayon yung pagiging author mo, Rex. Can we just have a little peek into your coming forthcoming book? Oh. Pwede mo bang i-kwento sa amin to?
Yes. It's called Unshackled. Mm. Parang tinanggal ng talikala. How do you say that? Like, tinanggal yung...
Yung shackles is yung posas eh, di ba?
Yeah.
Naka-posas o naalis yung posas.
Kadena.
Yung kadena.
Tingnan mo, lumabas yung ikotuloy ha? Kadena.
Kadena.
Alright, yung Tagalog, kadena.
Yeah.
So, it's called Unshackled. The Child is Still Waiting, and it is a true story of silence, healing, and freedom. So, this book had been in my mind for the past so many years, and it was only 3 years ago that I made a resolve to really finish it, because it's not my story anymore. It needs to be told. Lahat naman tayo pinagdaanan as a child, okay? And there are things that happen to us na we don't have the tools and the skills to handle it, and we're a child, you know. You just take things as they are, parang blank canvas eh. And these are the things, kung hindi mo siya ma-heal, like wounds, ito yung magdidictate ng mga things you do as an adult. Kaya magtataka ka, bakit may init yung ulo ko? Wala namang reason. I was like that before. Before my healing, like, bakit minsan tuloy pag nagalit ako halimbawa sa isang tao, and then later I get to realize, like, why did I do that? Saan ang galing yung galit na yun? Parang hindi commensurate sa nagawa ng tao. And you don't even know where that come from. And the worst part was, I was happy, I was fine. But fine is the enemy of outstanding, which is I'm claiming right now. I'm outstanding, I am free. When you are fine, and then you don't want to seek other ways of improving yourself, but at the back of your mind, you know that there's something that's holding you back to actually have a full life of giving your all. Kasi if you don't even accept and love yourself without realizing that, you cannot do that to other people as well. You're just kidding yourself. Puti ko na sabi yung ayaw mo sabihin. Yeah, it's just and katulad ng nakausap kanina ng bata kanina sa bahay, a friend of my daughter, sinabi ko, parabang shades, yung sunglass. Of course, it's necessary pag nasa labas ka, lalo na pag mainit, tanghaling tapat, you drive, you'll be blinded by the sun pag wala ka. And you have been wearing it for so many years. Like in my case, I was wearing that for 55 years and not realizing that it was there. So every time I go inside a room na dark, I bump into things, I hurt myself, I hurt other people, simply because I was not aware it was there. It served its purpose. Yep. So something like that. The book is about like that. And these are the things that don't talk about, lalo sa mga Pilipino. Kahiyan ng pamilya, kahiyan ng lahat, yung mga ganyan-ganyan, di ba? Kahiyan ng isang member ng family. And our culture is such that we don't talk about these things. And then what really made me decide to finish this book was when I spoke to this lady. I'm not going to talk about the details of her story because it's not mine to tell. But like, wow, I realized hers was worse than what I had been through. And sabi ko, I'm writing this for people. And in her case, buhay pa kasi yung involved eh. And she loves them. So it's like choosing between her freedom of being true to herself and destroying the lives of these people that had hurt her in the past. So I said, meron din palang ibang audience itong libro ko. Those who are fine sa appearance, pero inside some wounded child is still there. And hindi lang sila makapagsalita kasi the people involved, iba yung circumstance nila. That's what I'm saying. So there's another audience pala. So I decided to write the book and then I finally finished it just last month. And I'm on my 14th revision of the manuscript, finally finished last night, ready for the editor. And I'm so excited because, again, as I mentioned, this is not about me. I don't mind if only one person will read it and it has the biggest impact. That particular lady, I'm going to give her that book. She will be the first recipient of that book because it's for her. And it's for everyone. Like you were saying, fine, pero deep inside, parang may kula. Ba't hindi ko maibigay? I was so tempted to give a chunk. Why not? There was a point na 25 years na kaming mag-asawa ni Joanne. And she's not into what I was into Tony Robbins with all these activities. So talagang nag-confess ako sa'yo, sa kanya. So snippet at sa libro, it's in the book as well. Like I told her, you know what, 25 years na tayo married. I can tell you for certain that I love you, I'm committed to you, but only 95%.
And the 5%.
And I don't even know what's holding me back. You are the most loving person I have met. You are the best blessing in my life, the biggest blessing in my life. And I want to give everything to you, but I just don't know why I can't do that. So that's what happened during another event. And like, wow, that's where the book is, really important. And people would, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. You just can't give what you don't have.
And when can we expect
The digital,
Unshackled?
According to my editor, to be realistic, I was wanting to time it digital form during my birthday this year. It's 24th of October. But she said to be realistic, it can still be done. But with the Camino in September, the walk that we're preparing for, she said realistically it will be around December for the digital and then March for the printed form. I'm so excited. This is my first book. But after all these realizations, I have actually 5 other books already that has some seeds in it. The next book will be Unshackling Your Personal Finance from Zero to Hero. I'm talking about my experience coming to New Zealand. Of course, you have to start anew, but after a couple of years, here we are. Like, whew.
Okay, so yung book launch mo will be in Auckland.
Yes, definitely. It will be around my family. I'm just excited. I'm stoked. This is me again being a steward, because sometimes We tend to keep it because, oh, baka it's not good enough, baka the story is not worth telling. But come on, mate, it's not about you. It's about the people who will benefit from it.
Well, the fact that you have an editor interested in publishing it,
mm-hmm.
is...
It will be hybrid.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, the fact na merong interesadong editor, mm-hmm. it means na it's worth reading, di ba? So don't say na hindi... hindi importante or hindi maganda ang istorya mo.
Yeah, because that was at the back of my mind, you know. Mm. Would this be something that people be interested, you know? And then until I met that lady, as I mentioned, like, wow, this is something that, you know, people would be enlightened once they read what the book is all about. It's not, you know, it talks about my happy childhood, what happened in between, and the journey that took me. So I want people to realize that they are more than their past, they're more than their hurt as a child. I want to tell them that you don't need 55 years to realize that. Being happy, being successful in a way, in fact, was, you know, how do you say that? Kept me from realizing that. Because I'm fine. But yeah, never outstanding.
So yung book basically would be, you know, hindi pa yun yung magre-reveal about New Zealand home loans. Hindi pa talaga yun yung parang the start pa lang yan. And there will be more books to come.
Yes, definitely. About relationships, about the Philippines even. Because I was able to, that will be the last book, I think, the Philippines. I was able to relate my personal journey to that with the Philippines. And I was actually crying when I realized that. That was around 6 years ago.
So, I know that there are more exciting stories for you to tell, but I'm keeping a watch on our timer there.
Yes.
So, can you just, let's go back a little bit. Can you tell us, Rex, yung mga Pilipino pa na kababayan natin na nakikinig ngayon, ano ba ang pwede mong maging message for them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, anything like financial or, you know, life.
I'm so blessed, and again, I attribute it to grace. I don't deserve this. Like, sometimes you receive things that are just handed to you, like, what did I do to deserve this? Accept it, it's grace. So one of the things I learned after immersing myself in the work of Tony Robbins in personal development is being able to define my purpose in life. So I can share that with you right now. The purpose of my life is to be a spark that will ignite others to seek their truth, to embrace daily the experience of joy, and to experience divine guidance and grace every day.
And pwede mo ba silang invite dun sa iyong nalalapit na book launch?
Oh, yes. In fact, if you are not my friend yet, you can befriend me, Rex Yap, Facebook. And also in Pinoy's in NZ, I'm active there every now and then. I have posted about the book. You can start subscribing, because I'll be announcing whatever is, you know, the current development of the book. And you'll be the first one to know once it's out there. I would really like to have it to more hands as possible. And if it's not for you, you can actually pass it on to a person who may be yung masayahin, yung okay, palatawa, siya yung bibo-bibo, pero yun pala sa loob, may ano pala, may something's missing, something may malungkot pala na part.
Okay. Anyway, thank you so much, Rex, for being here today. And I am so, so humbled sa lahat na nang share mo na mga experiences and stories. And hopefully, this is not going to be the last time you're gonna be here. I want you to also, parang mag-ano tayo, book launch tayo dito sa radyo.
Oh, wow, thank you. Yes, definitely. In fact, this is a good sign, actually.
Hmm.
Because I was just thinking about it, tapos nag-usap tayo, like, oh, okay, I told you, one thing leads to another, grace,
yeah.
Thank you. There's no coincidence, Pookie.
Yeah.
There's only, appointed and anointed moments.
Yeah. And thank you so much, Rex, for your support. I know you've been supporting radio for a long time, lahat ng mga endeavors ng Filipino community, you've been there. So, the community is also saying our thanks sa mga taong katulad mo na malaki ang puso at saka mayroon ka talagang heart for the people at gusto mo talagang nakakatulong.
Kala ko malaki ang tiyan eh. Thank you for clarifying that.
And more chance to be talking to you is that ano, yung aking wish talaga na sana kapag sikat ka na eh, hindi ka makalimot.
Ikaw talaga, Cookie. If just give me two minutes, ha? Naisip ko kasi na ba't ang Pilipino pag nasa labas ng Pilipinas, nag-i-excel naman. Like katulad itong company namin, I own and said it's Shell Northcote, but there are other branches owned by Filipinos as well. There was a time out of the 10 top business owners nationwide, tatlo kami Pilipino. And that made me think, na ba't paglabas tayo sa country natin, labas tayo sa system, we can excel, we can be at par with the best.
Yeah.
Ba't kan doon sa Pilipinas, puro kurakot, puro patayan, puro kung ano pa yan, siraan. Parang, there must be something here. And then I was able to relate that to my personal experience. So we are a nurturing, caring, loving people, hospitable. We were just conditioned for generations that we are not good enough. The moment we realize who we really are and actually gain that freedom, that mindset, of a free people, ah, what is Singapore? What is Vietnam? We have all the talent. We have all the resources. That's my dream. That's my dream.
And of course, we're so lacking. Nandito tayo sa New Zealand. We have a new home that could actually inculcate pa yung mga magagandang aspirations para po magawa natin yung mga gusto natin. Tsaka, yun nga, like you said, siguro kung nasa Philippines ka rin, baka kaya ka dinala dito ng Diyos para mas marami ka matulungan.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes.
And of course, we're so indebted to you talaga, Rex. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And of course, I have barely 6 minutes to go. Maraming salamat din po mga kababayan sa ating mga nakikinig dito. Sana po ay subaybayan nyo pa ho ang mga susunod na mangyayari sa buhay ni Mr. Rex Yap. Pati na rin po dito sa Tinig Pinoy next Saturday. Same time, same dial po ang ating Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6. And tomorrow, don't forget, meron po tayong Misang Tagalog at 11:30 doon pa rin po sa St. Benedict's at 1 St. Benedict Street in Eden Terrace. At sa mga kababayan po natin na you know, may mga gusto pa hong siguro request next Saturday na lang po. But for now, I'd like to play my last song na for all of you. Sana po nag-enjoy kayo as much as I did talking to Mr. Rex Yap's mga senior for us this afternoon. And don't forget, New Zealand Home Loan is gonna be there for you para po matulungan tayong lahat. At sa pagkakataon pong ito, ito na pong aking song. This is from SB19. This is Jolene's Emoji. Kaya po, pakinggan po natin. At marami po salamat. Ito po si Cookie. Muli po nagsasabing goodbye. Thank you. God bless you all. I'm signing out. Paalam po.
I wake up, I log in, lights hit my face and I'm in. Get the neon skin, I'm glowing, keeping it cute, keep it exciting. Read the cover for a messy place, what's in my mind cannot be traced. And I won't say much, just kiss the face, thumbs up, send hearts like this in a top, top, swipe, swipe, pause, slash post, then I'll pause. Trending fingers crossed,
how do we look mine, cause it ain't my loss.
I'm living like a villain and I'm killing like a boss. Game time, tago tago and I'm feeling to my whole side. Emoji, what's a minute, go read between the lines.
Don't wanna be a wonderwall, say now I built this wonderwall. Don't really care, I'm beautiful. Don't wanna be a vulnerable, say now I built this wonderwall. Don't really care, I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful.
Mask on, no mask off, no telling what's true.
True?
Ain't that what we all do, but hey, I'm talking to you.
I kinda like the feel, distorting things I feel. Emoji knows the drill.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
I'm faking cause it's real, that everybody's ill. Emoji knows the drill.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Tell me what you gotta get, tell me what. Tell me what you gotta get, tell me what. Tell me what you gotta get, tell me what. Tell me what you gotta get, tell me what.
Tell me what you're saying. Supposed to be what you see. Subtext, slow to guess who it could be. Tack yourself, I'd slip the T. Set the face, yeah, play the role. Digital, good at arms, all the gold. Tap, tap, refresh, I'm the reason you scroll. Stay with your chest, don't type LOL. If you want the real thing, you gotta be bold. If you read my mood, geez, read the whole. I'm a filter queen with a private soul. Yeah. I'm a filter queen with a private soul.
Don't wanna be a vulnerable. See, now I built this wonder wall. Don't really care, I'm beautiful.
Don't wanna be a vulnerable. See, now I built this wonder wall. Don't really care, I'm beautiful.
I'm beautiful.
Mass
I kinda like